From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump says the United States is totally prepared for a military option in dealing with North Korea, while his administration announced new sanctions in response to the country's nuclear and missile activity.
We are totally prepared for the second option, not a preferred option. But if we take that option, it will be devastating, I can tell you that, devastating for North Korea. That's called the military option. If we have to take it, we will.
The new sanctions are imposed on 8 North Korean banks and 26 executives. The restrictions come as the top U.S. general says North Korea now poses the greatest threat to the United States today. President Trump also announced that he will visit Puerto Rico next Tuesday. The trip will take place nearly 2 weeks after Hurricane Maria devastated the island territory.
Puerto Rico needs a lot of money. I'm going to Puerto Rico on Tuesday. Scheduled trip. Okay. It's the earliest I can go because of the first responders, and we don't want to disrupt the relief efforts. We're going through a lot.
The White House announced it would increase funds to Puerto Rico to assist with debris removal and emergency protective measures, including direct federal assistance for 180 days. The president of Iraq's Kurdish region has claimed victory for the yes vote in the referendum on support for independence. In a televised address Tuesday, Masoud Barzani called for dialogue with Baghdad, which has rejected the vote as unconstitutional and is staunchly opposed to any redrawing of borders. Iraq has threatened a flight ban if the Kurdish region does not hand over control of its airports by Friday. This is VOA News.